Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizzie. Welcome back. So this week we're doing an episode where we're just talking about stories that we've read in the past. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go into like crazy detail like we do for our other episodes, but we're just stories that we really liked and enjoyed and kind of just go from there.
Right. And please bear with us because these are so back in our memory bank that we have been even mixing up stories. Or kind of still remember some, but not that much of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah.
So, my first story is by what's her name? Regan Riley, spelled R-E-G-A-N-R-I-L-E-Y. And it's on Wattpad. And this story is basically about this girl that is a social media influencer. I think she is like basically a fan, but not a fan. Like she's not like a fan like that. But her mom introduces her in a weird way, which we still haven't figured out how her mama still got them hooked up like that.
Right.
Because her mom, what happened is her mom wants her to be with somebody. And so... her mom wants her to hook up with this guy that she don't even know. She's in college at this time, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And her mom wants her to hook up with this guy. She gives her a number, which supposedly is supposed to be Tay, but end up being JK.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about all of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So she texts this guy back and forth, and for a long time, he don't really tell her who he is. Like, I think he goes by mm-hmm. Jay. Don't he go by Jay for a long time?
Yeah.
And they mm-hmm. talk back and forth for a long time. And then I think she was supposed to be talking to Tay. I don't know how she got to talking to Jungkook, but they start liking each other.
Yeah.
And then they finally met with each other. I'm skipping a lot because we're not going to go into super detail. So then they start liking each other and they start being with each other. And then she moved to Korea at her aunt's house. And her aunt's super mean to her.
Oh, yeah. That was this story.
Yeah. Her aunt was super mean to her. And she was blind and she couldn't see. And her house was a mess. And so she ended up cleaning up her aunt's house and ended up being really good friends with her aunt. Her aunt dies. And then so on and so on. And then remember the family? Like, the family thought they was going to get all of the aunt's money?
Yeah. They were all really shitty towards her.
Right. And then she figures out, like, that's her mom's whole plan. Okay. So basically, when her aunt died, everybody was trying to get all her aunt's money because come to find out, her aunt was really rich. And she did not know that because, I mean, you know how she was living was very poor.
Mm-hmm.
But her aunt was really rich. And then they find out that's why her mama wanted her to do all that to get hooked up with one of them and to move to Korea and get nice with the aunt so she can get them aunt's money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So her mama was real, you know, she was shysty a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. But by that time, she had already fell in love with JK. Like, she wasn't gonna, like, stop talking to him. She ended up getting all her aunt's money because she was just gonna give because she had her own money, like, during Instagram stuff and all that.
Yeah.
She was making her own money. But she was going to give her family money if they knew it was something.
If they knew the one, what was it? The one place or person or something that she regrets or something that she regret, I think.
Yeah, it was something, and it was about having a son, wasn't it? I don't remember. It was something that they had to know about her that none of her family knew about her because they kind of just threw her to the wolves and didn't care nothing about her anymore.
Yeah, the only person that knew was her niece.
Jay.
Yeah.
That's her name. Her name is Jay.
Yeah.
So, she didn't end up giving any of them money. She just kept the money. And then she started doing UNICEF stuff with BTS and all that. She was good.
Yeah.
And what happened? They ended up being... This story is an ongoing story.
It's a very, very long story.
We read this story almost a year ago. Gosh. I read this story almost a year ago. And it is still going. Mm-hmm. But it is such a good story. You guys have to read it. I can't remember too much about it. The last update I read was her and him still getting married. Like, they had came out in the public and everything.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
They did that interview. And then, mm-hmm. They was talking about their sex life, girl, and everything. So, it was really good. But it was cute. At the last chapter, she was, like, translating for him. So, it was so cute.
Yeah, that was I liked that story. Like, it was a good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry I can't go into super detail about it, guys. But please, y'all, don't read it anyway. Don't, like, not read it because how bad I'm being. By telling you the story, like, it's really good.
And this episode isn't really to go in excruciating detail because we got a couple of them that we want to get through. So this is just kind of do like an overview of the stories and to tell y'all which ones that we liked, but maybe haven't mentioned in an episode by itself. So,
mm-hmm. What you got, D-Lizai?
All right. So this is the very first story that Lisa put me on.
Yes.
Which got me into fan fiction. Which it's a J-Hope story. It's called The Secret Child of Jung-Ho-Suk, and it's by _RELLELEBBY on Wattpad.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much the story is about J-Hope. He has a child with a girl that he meets, and it's pretty much like a one-night stand deal. And they're trying to make sure that they keep the daughter out of the public eye, pretty much. So the beginning of the story, the girl pretty much goes to a concert with her homegirl, who's like a super BTS fan. The girl, she's like, I'm not really, I don't really know them like that, but cool. Well, I'll go to this concert with you. And so she goes, she ends up meeting J-Hope. They like sneak off somewhere and they end up having sex. And then she ends up being pregnant.
Yeah.
So it pretty much tells the story about them going through the stages of her being pregnant and them trying to get to know each other and them trying to figure out how they're going to deal with this.
It's
and
a black girl, that. Too.
Yeah, and it's a black girl. So it's a really good story. It's got a story about them at the beginning, and then there's another story that follows it that talks about the kids. Mm-hmm. So
this story is literally like 100-something chapters long.
Yeah, and that's just the first part, because the other one is like crazy long too.
Mm-hmm, but it's so good.
It's a really good for it to be my first story. That's what like got me into it, because I was like, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to start reading fanfics now. This is all I needed to rope me in.
Right. And the smut, it wasn't a lot of smut in that story either.
Which is surprising, because considering how I am now, and I'm like, no, I need smut.
Yes.
For now that one to get me. Like,
exit. No smut. Exit.
Exit. Right. Like, no thanks. But it was a good story.
Yes, it really was. That was a really good one.
Yeah. So what's your next one?
Remember Me.
Yes, Remember Me. Gosh, Remember Me
was so good.
Oh my goodness.
It's another AMBW. So you guys have to know that when I first started reading fanfic, AMBW was like my thing. Like, they was all like, because they were so good. I can relate to them because I'm a black girl. So I can relate to them. So that's why I really love AMBW. So yes, Remember Me is such a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's talking about, it's kind of another story that you and I have to mention that we love so much, the Tay story.
That's what I was going to mention next.
Right. But Remember Me is basically about a guy and a girl that met back in the day that were really good friends. And then he left and went to Korea. And then they linked back up later on in life in high school. And then he was really, really mean to her. And he really treated her like trash. And he acted like he didn't even know her. But she knew him. And she knew he remembered her. Because they was like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when they was younger, he was like a goofball. He was like not cool. He was not popular. But by the time he got back, he was popular and everybody loved him.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing was he was mad at her. He was mad at her because of something.
It ended up being like, you didn't, I think it was like, you stopped writing me or something like that. And yeah. She's like, no, I never stopped writing you. And come to find out, like, she had kept writing him, but his mom or dad or somebody was like hiding the letters.
Yeah, because he was crying that's what all it the was. Time.
Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. That is so sad.
But they loved each other. They had a young love, even though they were friends then, they still had a young love. And then when they came back, they was mad at each other, mean to each other for a long time, but ended up getting it back with each other. Anyway, they was in love with each other. This story goes on for two stories. Because
mm-hmm.
Remember Me is the first one, and the second story is Remember Us.
Yep.
So that story is good because they end up having a whole family.
They do, but that story...
You remember how crazy it was?
Oh my gosh.
It was the drama. Then she ended up raising that boy.
Yes. That story was crazy. I'm like, what? Just when you think they're going to be all right, you're like, okay, they're going to get a little break. Something else crazy happened. You're like, what the
yes.
hell? How much else could they go through?
Remember, Kai was in the story from EXO.
Yeah, they had Kai. They had Uncle JB.
Yeah, oh, I love Uncle JB.
Uncle Jackson Jamie. Was an uncle with a billion kids.
Yes. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Bam Bam was in the story.
Yes, Bam Bam was her brother.
Was her brother,
yeah, because her dad married his mom, or somebody's mom married somebody's dad.
Yeah.
And that was her stepbrother. And yeah, that was her. That was, oh man, what a good story.
That story was so freaking good. You guys have to read that story. But
that,
just because
yeah.
of the drama is so good in that story.
And the drama.
I just think about Kai because I remember he was like, she was like in love with him. And then he came obsessed with her. And then he came crazy. And then then Uncle JB killed him.
Oh my gosh, there was so much in that story.
Yes. I love Uncle JB though, I ain't gonna lie.
Uncle JB, and then Uncle JB and the mom had
yes! a baby. They had a baby by the darn mama, remember?
Yes.
He loved black women too, Uncle JB did.
He had the craziest phrases talking about some trying to detox off of being with black women.
Yeah.
Lord, what a story.
Yes, it was good. It was really good because it was just good. You guys have to read it. It's two parts of the story. Remember Me, Remember Us. You guys have to read it.
Yeah, the oh girl,
that was such
so a
good
story.
I kind of wish they never ended that story.
I know, but so I felt like they needed to because I was stressed.
Oh, and I didn't even mention who it was by because I talked to this author and I was like, please don't end this story. It's so good. And she was like, we got to end it somewhere.
Right. It can't go on forever, girl.
Yeah, for real. Dang, now I got to find it. Sorry.
Oh, I got it. You looking for Remember Me?
Yeah.
Yep. So Remember Me is by K-pop _ wifey sister. So it's K-P-O-P _ wifeysista on Wattpad.
Mm-hmm.
Wattpad. So, gosh. Great story.
Real good story.
And they have a lot of good pictures and gifts in it. So that's like, it's really helpful too because you kind of get an idea what the kids look like, what the girl looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
I love that little boy in that story, Loki.
He is too smart for his own good.
He was too smart.
Oh my God. I'm like, get out of grown folk business. Go sit down somewhere. You know too damn much. Gosh. He knew too much. He's like, isn't it obvious? Why am I smarter than the adults? Go sit your ass down.
He was like, she pregnant. Don't you know that? And he was like,
right,
no.
Don't you know? Like, she didn't know she was pregnant. How you know?
He was like, you can't tell the signs. Like, he was super smart. He was like 4 or 5 years old.
That little boy, man. Little Lucas. Bad.
Yeah, but that was another long one, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a really long story, but it is so good. It like we were saying earlier, it has so much drama. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it ended because I've never been more stressed in my life. Like, I will be reading it and be pacing in my room because it was just so much happening. I'd be up for hours like, dang, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I need to go to sleep, but the story's so good. I'd be like, all right, one more chapter.
Right. Oh, yeah. I remember many times going to work, sitting in the bathroom, literally. I'm like, I gotta go do my work. And I'm sitting in the bathroom. And I'm like, I've been here for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, girl. You'd be like, where'd the time go? Oh, yeah. What a good story. Yes. Okay. So my next one is, well, you know, I can't find it anymore on Wattpad. I don't know what happened to it, but it was the Havenbound story. It's a Kim Tae Young story, but I don't know who it's by because I can't find it anymore.
Wait, did she take it off?
I think so. It's not on here.
What?
Yeah, and I can't find the other one either.
Girl, that story was never finished.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh my God.
What was the first story called?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
Victim, playing the victim.
Yes, playing the victim. That's right. Okay.
So Playing the Victim is the first story, and it's about pretty much kind of the same thing with as the other story where they're like they've been friends or at some point. They were step adopted brothers and sisters.
Yeah, she was
or
adopted.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a weird story. The start of it, I was like, so Lisa told me to read it, and she's like, it's a little weird, but just keep reading it, and it gets mm-hmm. better. And I'm like, I started reading it. I'm like, I don't know, girl, this is a little bit weird for me.
Yeah,
she's like, no, just stick with it. I'm like, all right. Then it got good.
Yes.
So he pretty much like gives her a hard time the entire time that they're like where they're living together. But they grow up, they get older, and like. Did she start working for him? And is that how they like reconnected or?
Yeah, they remember that her and him was in a really good place at this point. They both figured out that they did love each other. Like they were going together, but they were secretly going together. Even though they was living in the same house, they was like sleeping with each other and stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And then the daddy knew it. But
oh,
the mama
that's
did
right.
not know it. And the daddy couldn't stand her anyway.
Right.
And so then the daddy asked her, are you pregnant? Because she ended up being pregnant.
That's right. Like, sent yeah. her ass away.
Sent her right back to, what was it, Chicago?
Chicago, Detroit, somewhere. She was somewhere in the States. Sent her ass right back.
He sent her that's back. Right. Well, her aunt, which she didn't know she had until the middle of them, like her living with them.
Yeah.
So he sent her back with them. She had the baby, like pretty much stayed away from Taeyong. Because he like threatened her and was like, do not contact my son. Like, and so she just didn't. And she stayed gone. And then after a while, she moved back to Korea for a job opportunity, which she didn't know. And I don't know how she didn't know. That was his company.
Right. But she didn't know. And she gets hired and she finds out it's him and he's treating her like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realizes, like, oh, man, like, I really do care about her. And she's like, man, you know, I just never forgot you, blah, blah, blah. And then later on, she tells him that the reason why she left is because his dad is the one that, like, threatened her and told her she had to go. And he never knew that.
Uh-huh.
He thought she just bounced on her own. So he had all this anger towards her because of that. And so, I think he eventually, like, confronts the dad and, like, talks some mess to him. And then they go through their whole thing. But the drama in this one, this one was crazy, too.
And I'm so mad that she took this even off.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you who wrote it, but I don't even know.
It was so good.
Yeah. So, it's Playing the Victim and it's Havenbound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're at anymore because...
I cannot. You remember I kept saying I'm waiting for her to update the story.
Yeah, they're gone. I don't know.
Even I talked to her and I kept asking her, are you going to update it? She was like, oh, I'm taking a break. and all this stuff. And I really communicated back and forth with her for a little bit, telling her how much I loved the stories, how good they were, and even that we were going to mention her story.
Yeah. And
maybe that might be why she took it off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't know, but it was such a good story. And
it was.
It never ended.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could tell you guys her name, but I don't know what it is. I don't know where her work is found now, because it's gone, but it did used to be on Wattpad. So yeah, that sucks. But those were some really good stories.
Mm-mm.
I know.
I want to say it was by Princess Ally 2413, because I was writing her for a little bit, and I see some of my messages, but it will only let me go so far back.
Okay.
But I'm not sure either, so.
Okay. Well, let's go with your next pick, girl.
Girl, are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to tell y'all that this is me and Divazay. Almost all time, it's Divazay's favorite story.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
But it's my, like, second favorite story. Full Switch.
The story is so good.
The story is so good. And it's an ongoing story. Every time it updates, I stop what I'm doing and read this update.
Yes, Full Switch. Oh, the best way to describe it is, it is an OT7 story.
Yes.
And it is an OT smutty story.
So, so smutty.
It is by, it's a good story. Lord.
Born to be sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's the two is the number two. And this is also on Wattpad.
Right.
Yo, this story.
Oh, so good.
Like, the best way I can explain it is that there's this girl that meets this group of guys.
No, she meets first. She meets JK they go to in school together. And she she's like, I'm not finna take this class. I already took this class in my last school. And I'm gonna try to get this little boy, he a sucker, to do my notes for me.
Yep. And so it has a lot of It's a smut book, pretty much, and it has different types of kinks that are in the story.
This is true OT7.
True, yeah. It's got, like, Dom Subspace. It's got MDLB, DDLB, DDLG. They have just a bunch of different, like, kinks that are in the story.
Yes.
So this may not be for everybody, because some people may be sensitive to some of the things in the story, which is completely understandable. It's not for everybody, but it is a story that we rather enjoy. And honestly, we didn't think that it would be something that we liked because of the content, but as we kept reading it, we were like, holy shit, we love this story.
Man, I'm telling you, I figured out a lot of things about myself.
Same.
In this story. Same. In this story, I learned a lot of stuff, and I learned a lot of stuff about myself.
Yeah, there's so, like, even though the girl meets JK, as time goes on, she ends up meeting all of the members. She ends up being their girlfriend. Like, this one girl is the girlfriend of all seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, they do stuff together as her boyfriends, but then they also do stuff together.
Like, right.
Except one person. Because he doesn't get down like that. Yeah, Jin doesn't get down like that. But he still loves. Yeah, he loves all of them the same. But he just is not into men.
Right.
So it's such an interesting story, man. You guys have to read it.
I love this story, and I told Divazay when we was reading our last OT7 book, Frat House, that the difference in Full Switch is they genuinely love each other.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that there's love in that book. Even though they all go together, they all love each other. It's like for real love.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even though Jin does not get down like that with the rest of them, he still loves them. Like, love them.
He'll take care of them. He'll go to bat for them. Like, he's like, it doesn't matter whether I do sexual things with you. Like, I don't mind saying that you're my boyfriend.
Right. And Jin, Jin is the moneymaker. Jin has all the money. He has the company. And basically, the house that they live in is his house. Right. He takes care of all the bills. He takes care of everybody.
Yeah.
And he still be in the kitchen cooking.
And still be cooking. Yep. That's true.
But I love it because it's just a spore. It spores everybody in a different way.
Yeah.
And especially Jimin. Like, when I first started reading, you know, these was, I was like, I don't know about this whole thing with Jimin. Like, this is weird. But as the story got better and better, you understand it more. You okay with it, weirdly. But you when we first started reading, we was, like, weirded out by it. But then as we kept reading it, we was like, okay, it's okay. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
We understood it because there are people in this world that does have that kink.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have to read Full Switch. If you don't read nothing else, if you are into smut,
if you
like
Mandy
Lasayas,
yeah.
If you're okay with exploring a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Read Full Switch.
Yeah, it can be a lot. There's some things that I get people are just not gonna like, but that story, man. That is my favorite. One of my favorite stories.
Yes, it is good.
My gosh. Okay. So, my next one, since you took Full Switch.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm going to say it's Blood Ink by Pocket Bang Tang on Wattpad.
Yes.
Blood Ink is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I learned pretty quick that I have this, like, real gangsta mafia type of love for these fanfics. Like,
you really do.
I love those type of gangster type of stories. So Blood Ink is my type of story, and it's about these tattooed guys, this girl. You find out that they're like a group, like a gang. The girl, she's like the daughter of this big gang leader. They got beef. A lot of stuff has happened in the past, and she's like, I'm part of them now. There's a lot with the story because it's a very, very long story, and it's very detailed and very intricate of what happens in the story.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so good. And the thing I really love about this story is that fans of the story have sent in their artwork, like their fan art, to go along with the story, which is really cool because you can get an idea of how other people see. Like that red dress that they showed her in with the tattoo that she ends up getting. Because that's how she meets him. She ends up getting this tattoo, and JK puts this tattoo on her that he didn't want to give her, but he gives it to her anyway. But it's important to him because he's got a matching tattoo on his side, and the way he puts it on her matches, like going up her leg up to his side, it connects them.
Yes.
So people have, there's a scene in the book where she's wearing this red dress with this high-ass slit and her tattoo showing. And so people have sent in the pictures that
fan art.
Yeah, it's so cool.
The fan art is so good.
It is.
And even though the story is still going on, she still includes the fan art, and it's so good.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about it. I enjoy the story because it's a good story, but I think that's really cool that she includes it. I will say this, though. It takes, like, the updates are a little bit slower. But there's so much to read before then that if you have not started the story, you can go ahead and start now, and you'll still probably be reading by the time another update comes out.
Sure will, because it's still updating.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's such a good story.
And Blood Ink was my first fanfic.
Oh, was it? What a good one to start.
Yeah, Blood Ink was my first fanfic, and it's still going on. Now, it's very slow updated,
mm-hmm.
but it's updated.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just updated just last week.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's good.
All right. So what is your next one?
Okay. You may not know this one.
Okay.
But my next one is a Jimin story. It's called Black Cherry.
No, I don't know that one. I have it saved to read, but I haven't read it yet.
It's by Salty _ August D.
Okay.
So it's basically about this girl that lives in this apartment building. Like, she's new to the apartment building, and she meets Jimin, and she really don't know nothing about him, but she know that he be putting black cherries by her door. And so they kind of get this like ongoing like friendship type relationship going on. Jimmy lives with somebody, and I'm gonna say it's Jungkook, but it's been a long time since I read this story.
Okay.
But they get like this relationship going on. He got something for the sisters too in here. Okay. And they just venture off and have this great relationship. It's really good. I don't remember a lot about it. I do remember it's really good. It's not that long. And I don't even know if it's finished, really. But it's good. You should read Black Cherry.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So my next story is Yes Sir. It's a Namjoon's story. It's by Pervy Nuna. We've mentioned her on our episode before.
Yep.
Actually, I think our last episode was a story by her.
Yeah.
This story is pretty much a girl. She starts to be the personal assistant of the CEO, which is Namjoon, and she has to fill out a really interesting contract on what she'll do as the assistant. And the contract pretty much is like not just work stuff, but also like sexually. It's got like just a bunch of different stipulations in the contract. And pretty much as time goes on, she does these things, but they end up catching feelings for each other. And so they kind of go through that whole thing. There is another story to this, the sequel, which is called Yes Daddy. And so she, you know, they kind of go through that, but it's a good story. I enjoy the smut because there's a ton of it.
And it's Namjoon.
And like Lisa mentioned last episode, he puts it down because he's got a big thing.
Yes. Every story.
Yes. In the full switch one, they call him Monster. Wasn't that the full switch one? They were like, don't you know why everybody calls him Monster? She's like, no, why? He's like, because he's got a big t-.
Right. Nobody would want to mess with her after him.
Oh, man.
Okay. Like, she'd be sore after she messed with him.
Sore. Yeah, because he'd be going in. But yeah, Yes Sir and Yes Daddy are two really good stories. Smut-filled, very interesting to read. There's some drama, there's some sadness, there's a little bit of fluff. It gives you everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next one?
Oh, I don't even know. That's what I was looking at.
You know what you didn't mention yet?
What?
Juan Pito.
How did I forget about my favorite story?
Girl.
Legend of Juan Pito. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love this story. It's by, what's her name? Bangtan Love? What's her name?
Hers is
Bangtan Love. Bangtan Love. That's her name.
Yeah.
Because she be out here doing the most.
And I love it.
I love it. She be talking junk to people that be talking junk to her. She be talking junk back. But her stories are so good. This is like the second or third story that we've read of hers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Juan Pito.
Yes.
Basically, this story is talking about this guy that was a porn star. It's called Legend of Juan Pito, but it's talking about Jungkook. Mm. And that was his like porn name, Juan Pito. So he was a porn star. His agent was Taeyong. And that's why that's another reason why this story is so good, because it dips off into another story.
It sure do.
Yeah.
Lord.
So basically, it's a story about Jungkook that it's kind of, he's in the porn business, but he kind of trying to get out, but he don't know how to because the money's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he, Taeyong ends up asking him, will he help his little sister write a romance novel? Now, I don't know why Taeyong thought to do this, because
it was a setup.
Was hung, honey, in this story. Like, he was the man in this story. Mm-hmm. And so he said, yeah, he would do that if he would take one of his
jobs
for him. And when Taeyong got to the job, he figured out it was a sex scene with another man, which was Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
And so Taeyeon called him, fussing him out, mad that he didn't tell him that and everything. But he still did the job. And then guess what? He ended up falling in love with old Jimin later on down the story. But anyway, so Jungkook ends up helping this girl, her name Ronnie, which is beautiful. Beautiful, by the way. She is Taeyong's sister, but she's mixed. I think her and Tae has the same dad. But her mom is black. And so he likes her, and he be trying to fight the urge to not like her, but he end up liking her. This story goes on forever because she just didn't mind that he was a porn star. He tried to hide it for a little bit, but she didn't care either way. She was just trying to do her thing, honey. They end up falling in love with each other. Oh, it just goes deep. Hobie in this story with another girl that's a porn star.
Married. Yes. Married and happy.
Yes, yes. And then evidently, Ronnie, she's not a skinny girl. She's a really thick girl. Like,
yeah.
She is really thick. So, they see something, like, he sees something in her different than all the other women that he's messed with. So, that's how he ends up falling in love with her. Y'all, this is the best story. You have to read this story. It is.
It's a really good story.
Yeah, because it's just one book, but the book has ended. Or the story has ended, but she still do many updates every now and then. Like she just posted one today, a small mini update, and it is so good. It is so good. Yeah. You guys have to read it. And the smut is amazing.
Yeah.
The smut is the best smut I've read. So, yes, I love this story.
Yeah, it was, oh gosh, such a good story.
It was such a good story. They have the best sex, but the drama in here is real too, girl.
Yes, like the drama is, oh gosh.
You remember they fell off that building?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Like, they was in a stressed. car accident. Yep. She was unconscious for a while. Oh man, it was so good.
So much happened.
Yes, it was so good.
Oh gosh. Okay.
You got any more?
I have a few that I was trying to think of. There's the Yoongi one. We not speaking the same language.
Yeah.
That one is pretty good. I don't know. We didn't get very far into it because it was still being updated. But what I had read so far, it was pretty good. Like, the girl and the guy, like, the girl meet Yoongi. They end up messing around. She ends up being pregnant. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And she's like, you know, I guess I should get rid of it. And he's like, no, like, we're going to keep it or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure this thing out. And so they start to try to get to know each other and all that. But then, like, they're like, going through this. Things are kind of going good between them. He's trying to keep things on the DL because he's in BTS at this point. And so we get to a point in the story where he's like talking to her, but then some other girl pops up and we don't know. She's talking about a kid that she has.
Then the story ends. It ends like that. We don't know if he's a daddy or not.
So hopefully it gets updated. Yeah. It's by MEMKWEEN on Wattpad. All these are going to be on Wattpad just because we haven't really explored. However, we got some recommendations on another place, so we're going to be looking over there as well. But for this episode, these are all on Wattpad.
Right.
But yeah, that story, I need to know what happens.
And even I wrote to Arthur and asked her, are you going to finish the story? She was like, yeah, I'm going to finish it. She still has not finished that story.
Well, hopefully soon, because, man.
Please finish that story. So it was good.
It was.
I want to know, was he the daddy?
I know, because things were going so good between them. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so sweet. And they're hadn't living told their best.
Her. Remember, no, he
hadn't. Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, my gosh. I hope they find out what's going on.
It was so good. All right. My last story, because I don't have any more after this. I don't think. It's Mr. John. You have not read this story either, D. Lizay.
No, I haven't.
I just literally read this story. It's by Golden Chip Cookie on Wattpad. And so basically it's a story of this girl, and she doesn't have a name, and she's living with Taeyong. Taeyong is her best friend. So Taeyong has a good job. He got money, but he letting the girl live with him. And he was like, girl, you got to get a job. You got to get up on you. You got to do what you're supposed to do now. So he was like, there's this businessman that is looking for a secretary, basically, and, or assistant, paying $15,000 a month. So that was a good job, $15,000 a month. So he set her up and everything. She goes for the job. And she ends up getting a job, and he basically treats her like crap, but he like her, and she like him, but they don't tell each other until, like, the middle of the book or whatever. So, basically, they do some strange things in them offices, honey. Like, it's just the understood thing that that's what they do. And he started getting, like, jealous when she was, like, would talk to other guys and other stuff like that. And he would be, like, really mean to her when she would start talking to other guys and stuff. And so, anyway, he ended up going on this business trip. And on this business trip, he know that he like her at this point. Like, he like her a lot. And his friend is with her. And he's like, why don't you just tell her that you like her? Or why did you even bring her on this business trip? Because they low-key was, like, importing weed. Like, from other countries. Like, yeah, girl. That's why I told you was going to like the story.
Yeah.
So, basically, he was like, the friend was like, why did you bring her on here? Like, did you, like, are you ready to tell her what you do? He was like, well, she going to be my wife anyway. So, she going to have to find out anyway. So, they go to these meetings. She ended up finding out what he does. And then, she was like, I'm quitting this job. I'm not going to take this job anymore. I'm not going down with you. And he was like telling her why he put her in that meeting. And the whole point was his dad, that was his dad's business, that his dad was involved with that business first. And the only way he could get out of the business if he married a girl and stayed with her for 5 years.
Oh, right, wow.
So the other girls that he has been with, he either just didn't stay with them or they left him for the money. And to come to find out that this guy that they doing this, like, dealing with is, like, his stepbrother. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So it's really hard to get out of it. And the stepbrother kind of sabotages it. So his last wife, he was, like, made her cheat with his right-hand man, which he still don't know about. But she ended up leaving him. So that's why he getting work, this girl. But she ended up falling in love with him. And he fell in love with him. They got married. And that's where the story ended.
Wow.
It ain't even ended yet. It's just not, it's not complete.
It's not finished.
It's good. It's really good.
It
is good. I read this story in, like, 2 days. But it's, like, 30-something chapters. But it's...
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. So I have one more. It's kind of like three, but it's one for real, for real. It's called The Mistress, and it's a JK story. It's by Army 14 Trash. Mm-hmm. It's a three-part series. So the first part is called The Mistress, and the second part is The Ex-Mistress, and then the third part is called Her Mistress. So pretty much just off the title, Jungkook's married. The girl is his mistress. So they're messing around. The mistress works for the wife.
Oh, yeah! And... oh, yeah! I forgot about the story. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I forgot about this story. It's good.
Yeah, this story was real crazy. It had a lot going on. So they're going through that. She's the mistress in the first story. The second story, she's the ex-mistress, because now I think they're like together or something at this point. And then the wife is, like, trying to make her way back in or something. It's kind of
yes,
because
the
happened.
First scene of the third story was them messing around, and then the wife comes in, like, oh shoot, I'm getting caught.
Yeah, she's like, we can't do this here. And he's like, turn around. She's like, okay, well,
right. Oh, so. Oh God, the smut in this story is amazing too.
It is so good. All through all three books, you're like, yeah, they got it.
Oh,
in.
They got it in, girl.
Yes, and then that last story, I think she's married to somebody, and he's her mistress. I guess the guy name, we were talking about this at work the other day, which is so random, but I was like, what's the guy name for a mistress? Like, is it a mister? Or, like, what is it, a paramour? And they were like, I think the term is mister. I don't know. But anyway, he's her thing on the side, and I think she's, like, married to somebody, but they're still messing around, and they kind of... go through that
whole thing.
I don't
even see this on my archive list. Like, I kind of want to go back and read that story.
Yeah, girl, you got to. It's so good. It's so good. I remember reading it like, whoo,
did I see it? Is that? Drama. Oh, I see it. The mistress. Yeah, I see it. Did I send you that?
You may have. I don't know.
You know what? I think it kind of went with duality a little bit. Did it?
Oh yeah, duality. Yeah, because duality had another one. I forgot what the other one that came after it. I couldn't read the second one, but the first one I got to, that last part was what took me out. And then I read that second part for a little bit, and I was like, "All right, I'm good."
Oh yeah, because duality is by the same author. Oh crap, I didn't mean to do that. Bang Tang Smutty. And remember, she did Thick Girl.
Writes...
We read Thick Girl.
Yes, Thick Girl was good.
And it ended weird because he like puffed in deep in this like in thin air. Remember?
Yeah, it was
but weird. It was good. Yeah, it was they had weird. Good smut too.
Yeah, and then there was duality, and the one that followed duality was sexuality, which got I guess a little. I didn't finish.
Neither one
sexuality.
Of us did because it did a lot of ship, and we wasn't doing a lot of ship then.
Yeah. Oh, I also read Dirty You, the Jungi story, which was also by Bang Tang Smutty. So
I don't remember that.
That was a good one. It's just, I'm trying to think. That's the one where I think Jungi was, what was it? He was like messing with the girl, but like on the sly. And he would like do stuff in front of people, but he like always tried to act like he didn't care. I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't really remember a lot about that story. I just remember it being like real filled with smut.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Oh yeah, she anyway. But yeah. So those are some of the stories that we read. We wanted to share with you guys. There's a bunch more that we have read and just didn't discuss, but we wanted just to give a few of the top ones that we thought about and all that good stuff. We will next week be reading a story that was suggested, but we want to let you guys know that we are looking to read other stories. They don't have to be on Wattpad. They can definitely be on other platforms. If you guys have some ones that you really, really like, and you're like, hey, we want to hear your review of it, please send us that information. Like, we'll read it. We'll talk about it. We'll definitely do that. So you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. You can email us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. All that good stuff.
Right, yeah. Just like let us know. Like, what are you guys reading? Even if we don't read something like we haven't done any hybrid stories. I don't think I'm personally into it, but you never know. We may get into it.
You never
know.
So
if you have something that you're into that you like or you suggest for us, let us know. We want to hear you guys' opinions.
Definitely. Yeah, and we'll check it out. You know, it doesn't hurt to look into it because we didn't think we'd be into a lot of stuff, and we've come to find out that we are. So.
Yep, certainly are. Not afraid to talk about it either.
Not at all. Not at all. So, yeah, thank you guys for joining us for another
thank
episode,
you.
And we will see you
Bye.
Next time.